All right, we are live, everybody. So this is cool. So I guess I'll just get into it. So if you're watching this on the on Twitch, like from the playback, this is going to be the podcast for this week, which is kind of cool because I don't usually do this, but I think this was a cool thing to do. It's the 10th episode of the podcast. I wanted to do a live show. So on Twitter or on Twitch, you can actually watch this live. And you can watch the playback if you're finding this on YouTube. Surely at Twitch at Jamin is kind of cool. It'll be cool for you to go back and watch, and you can see my face, and I'm going to pull up some ads. Not ads, but like pull up some visual aids is what I meant to talk about the points and stuff that I was going to, you know, show in this episode, because I'm going to talk about certain things that will be cool for you to be able to see a picture of what I'm talking about. So a lot of moving parts, and it is morning, so I'm gonna, it's late morning now, almost afternoon, but I'm still drinking coffee because it helps me stay awake and helps me have the energy. All right, so a little bit of house cleaning first. I guess that's what people say. Me and Megan are doing a podcast now, a One Piece podcast called Joining the Crew, where we talk about One Piece from different perspectives. I've seen all of it. She's watching for the first time. It's on our channel. Jamin is kind of cool on YouTube. If you like anime and you really like One Piece, check it out. It's a lot of fun. We're doing it bi-monthly. Our episodes are bi-monthly. And I think you will like it. I have so much fun doing it. So I think everyone else will like it as well. Also, in this episode, I'm going to pitch you guys Pirates of the Caribbean 6, because it is in development. The movie is in development, and I think I have a pretty cool idea of what I want to do with this movie, and I hope that they'll do it. So we'll see what they come up with, but I'll give you guys that pitch here in just a little bit. I'm going to talk about some Dallas Cowboys news. They play tomorrow night. This is a Sunday. They play Monday night against Arizona Cardinals this week. Should be fun. I'm excited. Looking forward to that. And, excuse me. We just ate some breakfast, so I got some gut reactions going on. Anyways, so we're going to talk about that. There was one other thing. Oh, I guess maybe I'll talk about some news stuff. I don't know what specifically, but I guess they did some town hall meetings instead of a debate. Whatever. I don't even have much to say about that. So maybe we'll see what happens and where we go. I think let's start off with, also before we get started, you can, find these episodes on Anchor, and pretty much from Anchor, you can find them anywhere that podcasts are available. Google Podcasts. There's like so many podcast places I didn't even know about, but Spotify has ours and Google Podcasts has ours, and you can obviously listen to it on Anchor. So that's cool. And I like that. I want to check out Twitch real quick and see if we are, see if it shows up that we're live on here. Yep, it shows it. Let's see, creator, dashboard, stream manager. Let's take a look. Do I have it turned off? Show player. Okay, so it is working. Cool. All right. Hide player. And get off of this. So it's working. All right. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. So let's type in Pirates Caribbean 6. So you can see I've already been searching this a little bit. July 4th, this person says, Johnny Depp is out, Pirates of the Caribbean 6. The Last Captain. People's throwing out their suggestions. Okay. So, let's start off with it. So what I want to see for this new movie, when it comes out, if it ever comes out, it's in development, and that doesn't mean much. You know, there's a thing called developmental hell where movies go to, and they're just, yeah, we're working on it. We kind of have, you know, we have a director attached. We have this and that. There's contracts, blah, 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 blah. That kind of stuff happens. But if you really want to get down to it, I think that it probably will happen just because money. And so this is what I would like to see for it. Hey, we got one viewer in there. If you're here, shoot us a message. Say what's up. I'm talking about Pirates of the Caribbean 6 is in development. I'm going to do a pitch for the movie. Okay. So, what I'm thinking for this movie, we want Jack Sparrow's old now. Johnny Depp is old now. I mean, he's been old, but he's had a lot of movies with him in there. We've seen him go through a lot of crap. I think we're wanting to pass the torch a little bit. And they've tried to do this a bunch of times with the other younger actors. I think even Will Turner or Orlando Bloom was supposed to be kind of the one to pass the torch on to, or because he came back for this last movie. But really, he's more of just an off character that he had his own story in the first three movies that Jack also was a part of, that he was kind of not the focus. It was more Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom's kind of movie, just with the background of Jack Sparrow being there, and it's in his world, technically. They were our introduction to the pirate world, because they were just like us. They'd never been around. They weren't around that. So I want to kind of focus on where the series is now. Now it's very old. We've seen a lot of stuff in this kind of world. So we need to have a new kind of pirate era. So I want to give Jack Sparrow a foil, a younger version, basically, of himself. Very, like, dashing, swashbuckling-esque character. And he's just a younger version, but he's a little bit better because he's just a younger version of him. I think we want to call him, the name I have for him is Dante Montoya, Captain Dante. I thought of lots of names. I tried very hard. I know it's not good. They can change the name to whatever they want, but I like it. Dante Montoya, Captain Dante. And he is probably 30-ish years old. I don't want him to be any older or any younger. He's got to be kind of like a grown man. Jack Sparrow's probably like 55 or something like that. But in the movies, he's more like 40-ish. Who knows how old he is? We can say he's probably the same age as Jack Sparrow. 40-ish years old, 45, almost 50, something like that. We want our guy to be about 30. So he's had his adventures. He's had time to have a reputation. So the movie starts with Dante, and you don't know who he is. He's kind of this mysterious figure. And they do his crew. He has one crewmate that is kind of a Mr. Gibbs type, that's the right-hand man of Jack Sparrow. We have this character, don't know his name, but he is helping Dante. And they're robbing this place, they're getting treasure, and then he's kind of a backlit, you know, frame. You don't see his face. He just comes in, and we have this epic scene of him emerging onto the scene. You're like, who's this guy? And he does some kind of Jack Sparrow quips, and he does a little thing, and then we that's our introduction to him. So then we go to back to where Jack's at, and Jack Sparrow at this point is kind of in a low point. He still has a Black Pearl, he still has all this stuff, but he really just doesn't have anything to go for. He's just really drinking a lot, he's really drinking, and he's just kind of bored with what's going on. He hears about a young pirate who is up and coming and is making a big name for himself out there, and of course this is Dante. And so he wants to find him, and he wants to see how good this guy is, because Jack is kind of the king of the sea at this point. I mean, he's the most famous pirate, and he's eluding the government and or the world power, whatever. He's eluding them, and he wants to see what other adventures he can get into, because he just doesn't have anything else going on. So he does find Dante, and of course Dante and him know who each other are, and they kind of have this fun scene where they meet, and we're gonna have some callbacks to certain movies. So the whole point of this movie is to show that Jack Sparrow has lost a step. He's older, and he is just not as good as he once was. So we have Dante, who just bests him almost at every point of the movie. So there's a scene where they're at the port and they meet each other, and then there's this girl that comes up, and you think, you know, she looks like one of those ladies that in the first movies that was coming up and slapping Jack on the face because, oh, you know, he just was there. He womanized this, you know, I don't know what you would say, like, I mean, he kind of loved her and left her, I guess you could say, and so she's mad and smacks him. And in this movie, we think that's going to happen again to Jack, but actually, she smacks Dante, because Jack is prepared for it to happen to him, but it's actually Dante that gets the smack. And so we see, oh, okay, so Dante is kind of he does the same kind of things. And it's funny, it's a funny callback, if you remember from the other movies. And then there's a bunch of scenes. We have a character that is from the world government or the Marines or whatever they are that is trying to capture Dante. Now he doesn't care about Jack Sparrow anymore. The people mention Jack Sparrow, and he's like, "No, we want Dante, because he's the one causing all the trouble now." And so we have this character that's looking for Dante. And then Jack, of course, thinks they're looking for him, but they want Dante instead. Okay, so the whole point of the movie is they figure out about this. Some way or another, they find out about this ship. It's a brother ship to the Black Pearl. There's a famous legendary shipwright that built only two ships in his lifetime. He built the Black Pearl and this boat that I want to call the White Willow. And, you know, there's a joke, like, it just sounds good to me, White Willow. But really, I don't think most ships are made out of oak wood. So you really don't make boats out of willow trees, but the White Willow sounds cool to me. And the boat is kind of a sandy color. It's not white. Like, the boat's not white, but the wood is a little, like, sandy looking, like it almost looks white. And I want to say, like, it looks kind of salty, like the sides of it look like it's covered in salt a little bit. And there's a joke, of course, like, Willow, isn't that the strongest wood that you can make a boat out of? And it's like, no, everyone knows it's oak, but that's not a cool, the white oak, that's not cool. It doesn't have the ring that White Willow has. So there's some kind of joke formulated in there about that. So that's our MacGuffin. That's what we're chasing. We want to find this legendary boat that the shipwright only made two boats, the Black Pearl and then this one. And so Jack wants to have this boat, we think, or we don't know. It's kind of a mystery of what we're trying to do. But Dante really does want this boat because he doesn't have a legendary ship. He just has, he has his nice ship, but he doesn't have like a Black Pearl type ship. And so they go on this adventure to kind of find the ship. And Dante and Jack kind of double-cross each other back and forth throughout the movie. They want to be the first one there. So they're traveling together sometimes, they're traveling apart, they're doing this and that. The Marine guy comes in and out, and he tries to team up with Jack, and then they have their, you know how the Pirates movies go. They have this whole kind of back and forth of what's happening. Okay, so at some point we see all of the Jack Sparrow shenanigans that we're used to, like cutting the ropes and then flying up with the holding the ropes and then dropping the barrels and all those kind of like escape type things that you have going on, where he's runs around and, you know, just the it's like a big mouse trap or whatever. All the things just chain react and they go everywhere. So you see Dante do some of those similar things, and you see one scene where Jack accidentally, he's trying to do something, he slips and he kind of falls down instead of doing like what he would usually do, because he's lost a step. He's not the same guy he was. He's getting too old. But Dante just shows him out. And then there's points where Dante beats him in a sword fight. There's parts where, he looks at the map wrong, and Dante actually figures out the clue, where Jack usually was the one that figures out the clues. And so you see Jack getting a little mad. He gets upset about this, that he's not as good as he was, and he's getting jealous of Dante. When at first he wasn't, he was just trying to find him. To have an adventure with them or to talk with them, just to see what this kid was like. But now he's getting jealous. And so here we go. We have all that kind of stuff happening, and then we're going to get to the end of the movie. They do track down the ship, the legendary ship, and we kind of figure out that, so Jack has an opportunity to kill Dante and take the ship, but he doesn't kill him. He kind of lets him go in a certain way. Like, you know, he kind of lets his guard down when he could shoot him. Dante takes the gun, gets the upper hand, whatever. And so now he's going to kill Jack Sparrow. And then Dante kind of has this realization that Jack Sparrow let him do this. He kind of let him get the gun, and then you kind of flash back. You don't get like a bunch of exposition about what happened, but the whole twist is that this whole time Jack was actually manufacturing or manipulating all these events to happen to where Dante was the one that was looking like the hero, or he was doing all the right things and he was doing all the Jack Sparrow things correctly, and Jack wasn't, but it was because Jack Sparrow was behind all of it. So that's kind of the twist. And you don't see a lot of the stuff happen again. Like, it only flashes back to like a tiny one or two tiny moments of where, you know, Jack smiles as he falls down, or he kind of, you know, instead of when the sword fight's happening, he kind of moves it, he lets him kind of hit the sword or something like that. And then you realize, this whole thing was just him letting him win, basically. And then Dante realizes this, and he's like, why? What are you trying to do? What do you want? And he was going to kill him, but then he decides not to kill him, to let him live. And they kind of have this moment. The audience is kind of stunned a little bit, like, oh, wow, this Jack was doing this whole thing. And Dante wasn't supposed to realize it, though. He was supposed to kill Jack Sparrow. That's kind of what he wanted. The main villain, the Marine guys, dispatched some way. That's not that important. Just they get, you know, gets some, I don't, if you want a monster, then, oh no, my stream went down. Reconnecting. Well, okay, I'll pause for a second so I can have the get this back up. Come on, man. How disappointing. So the stream just died. That's fun. Okay, so now we're back for this one. Dang, sorry that that happened. If that video cut out, you can just click onto this one and start back where we were at. So the bad guy's dispatched. Dante realizes what has happened with Jack, and the ship gets destroyed somehow. I think maybe it wrecks into something and it just kind of breaks. And it's not, the. Oh, and this one's trying to mess up too. Okay, anyways, I'll just finish this on here. So the ship's destroyed somehow, and then Jack and Dante have this really neat conversation, this super interesting, cool conversation about what it means to be a pirate and how, how Jack has never had any family or kids, or he has friends, obviously, but he's never had any family of his own because all he ever loved was the sea and the adventure and being a pirate. And that's the same way with Dante. He's been at sea, and it's kind of a passing of the torch. They have this good, cool conversation about being a pirate and the adventure and love of the sea. And they do realize that they both have the same ambition, they have had the same dream. And so Jack decides to give him the Black Pearl. And then this is Jack Sparrow's retirement. He hangs it up. He goes back to the pirate island where they have their meeting with all the seven or all the big pirate kings or whatever, pirate lords of the sea, whatever. And then his dad was the king. You saw him there. I think he actually is Keith Richards or whatever. And so that guy retires as the king, and then Jack kind of steps into that role. He becomes the new king of that island, and he's there to make sure that watch over the rest of the pirates, and he gives his, whatever, he gives his blessing to Dante to become the leader of this new era of piracy as Jack becomes the king. And it's a very cool ending. I really love this. I would love to see this. It'd be so cool. If it's done right and done well, which I think they can pull it off, but it has to be the right people. I think you get Gore Verbinski back, who directed the first Pirates, and you have him do this last one to send it off. And then I guess if you wanted to make any more, you have a good character in Dante, who is basically a Jack Sparrow type, but just a little different. You can have him carry on the franchise. And I think it would be so awesome. The name of the movie I've thought about, I would call Pirates of the Caribbean, King of the Salty Sea. And the another it ties in because the ship itself, it looks like the salt of the sea is what they call the ship, the White Willow, the White Willow, the salt of the sea, because it looks like the ship is white, kind of white. It's dust, it's sandy, and it's has like the salt. It looks like salt is just stuck onto the ship, so it's the salt of the sea. And so we call the movie King of the Salty Sea. And that's a working title. They can obviously change around with that, but I kind of like it. I think I like it well enough anyways. Ugh, excuse me. So there's that. That's a part of it. I wish that this stream thingy would work better. It's making me a sad. It's making me a sad. Hide player. I wonder if I can put it into, let's see. What if I can put it into, like, save? What do they call that? Power save mode, but not really power save. Performance mode. There we go. So if I put it into performance mode, maybe it'll run a little bit smoother. All right, so that is that. That's my pitch for Pirates. I really love those movies. I just want them to have one more great one. I like the first one. I like the first three a lot. The first and second one especially are really great adventure movies. I hope that I hope you could follow that well enough. I thought about this on and off for a while, for a day or two. So I don't have like a streamlined plot, but I just have a general outline of things that happen. You know, you just fill it in as a small storyboard thing. But yeah. So Hollywood executives, up to you. You buy this from me, or you can even just steal it. I don't care. I think they've already tried kind of, well, I don't think they've really tried to have a new Jack Sparrow, but okay. So the casting for Dante, I thought that you could just cast the guy that played a young Jack Sparrow in the fifth movie, but he really hasn't done any kind of acting. He's been in things, but he hasn't really showed any. I just wanted to see something of him to show some kind of acting chops, but he didn't really show anything to me. I couldn't see anything. Couldn't see any clips of him really acting. So I was like, eh. No. And then I thought, well, he doesn't even have to really look like young Jack Sparrow, because we don't want to have the same character. We want to have a little bit of a different character. So I thought that we could have... Here, let me put this back up. I thought that we could have... thought we could have Ezra Miller play Dante. Look at this guy. Like, he has all this weird, I mean, doesn't he just like, this is like a Johnny Depp type guy. Look at this. What's he wearing here? Like, you could do so much stuff. You could really have him look however you wanted to. He's got the jawbone. I think you could put on some muscle. He plays Flash right now, and I really like him as Flash. I think he's a great actor. So you could definitely pull off a swashbuckling. Have him have this haircut in the movie. This is our pirate right here. Wouldn't that be funny? I think you could do so much stuff. And see, well, look at this. They even have like a... They have... I don't know what this is about, but... Oh, because Fantastic Beasts, that's right. But, I mean... Could be a great new Jack Sparrow type. You know, you don't have the... He doesn't have to do the same exact thing that Jack Sparrow would do. But, yeah, you know, you play around with it a little bit. Maybe he's gay. Maybe he just likes, maybe instead of a girl smacking him, it's a guy. Who knows? That'd be fun. It's a guy, like, yeah. Yeah. Just put a little twist in there. Don't care, really. But I just think that'd be a cool choice. Because there's so much you could do. He's very versatile. So, you take Jack Sparrow, tweak him just a little bit, give him a little bit of a, you know, he has that like, that whatever, give him some weird tick. Oh gosh, comes another burp. Megan is here with me. She's right behind me sleeping on the couch. All right, so let's talk about, I guess we'll talk about sports now. So Dallas Cowboys play. I'm going to pull my thing back up so I can see how we're doing. The stream still seems like it's going okay. Pull this back up. All right, so we'll talk about Dallas Cowboys, talk about some sports stuff real quick. So Andy Dalton is getting his first start this week, and I can't say I'm excited because that, I mean, I'm sad that Dak is still gonna be, is still hurt and he can't play. But I guess I'm excited to see what Dalton can do. I'm excited to see what this team's gonna do this week. It should be fun. I just hope we don't get destroyed. That's my only hope. If they can just compete, have a fun game, then I'll be so happy. Get these receivers out there running routes, throwing touchdowns. Maybe get back to running the ball with Zeke a little bit. Like, play more conservative. I mean, what had happened the past couple of days, or couple of games rather, is that we just got ourselves in holes and we had to throw the ball so much to get out of the holes, and then we would throw a pick six, fumble, and just not good sound play. If we can start off strong, run the ball, not turn it over, and, you know, play just solid football and then solid defense, or even any kind of defense, then I think that's a better recipe for winning than we were at. I don't think the team is built that badly. We have injuries, of course, and that's going to hurt us a lot. But I feel like we can still run the ball effectively with Zeke. And that's going to set us up very well for throwing it with Andy Dalton. We have the receivers. He just has to really, you know, find the open man, because there's going to be an open man. And Zeke has to take it over. People always like to say, this ain't Dak's team, this is Zeke's team. I've always thought it's Dak's team. It has been for, like, I think that first year, his rookie year, Zeke's rookie year, it was probably his team then, because he was the higher pick and Dak was still the fifth round pick. And I mean, they both played well, but I just feel like it was more of the run set up the pass. But after that first year, it's been more Dak's team, because he's the distributor, he's the guy, he's the captain. And now it's like, well, we don't have that captain. Now Zeke's got to really take the team on his and put it on his back. Run the ball, not turn it over, fight and get big plays, and I hope that we can do that. He has that home run explosiveness. We hadn't seen it in a while. You know, you need to break off a 50-yard run and get a touchdown and really just take the team over. I hope we can figure out a way to do that. That'd be so good. It'd be so fun. I'm ready to watch it. I wish they were playing today, because I don't want to have to wait till tomorrow. I'm just so excited. Excuse me. And let's see if we can get a sack on Kyler Murray. That's going to be almost impossible. Last week, trying to tackle that big old guy, Daniel Jones, he's a slippery son of a gun. We had him hurried and pressured, but he stayed on his feet. It's crazy. Crazy how well he stayed on his feet. And I think that's it. Let's sack Kyler Murray. That'd be fun. Even though I'm an OU fan. I would say that, the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Browns today. I got to turn that on here in a minute. It's 30 more minutes maybe, and then that game will be on. I'm trying to see that. Trying to see that game. Yeah, I was going to talk about, I want to talk about some news, but I really don't want to talk about the news. I really don't want to talk about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Sick of them. I wish that there was I'm ready for it to be over with. I'm pulling for Joe Biden a little bit, just because I think there's better directions the country can go in if Joe Biden is president. I just feel like that's a better direction. Trump just does. He scares me too much. He's too erratic. I don't really know what he's gonna do. And he says some very troubling things, like, about the election, about not leaving the White House or not believing the results after election night. There's going to be mail-in votes and all that, and they're going to have to be counted, and it's going to be, there could be a small creep of votes, like it's going to creep up that more people are going to vote by mail that are Democrats, so that may push them over the edge, and he's going to call it a hoax and all this, and I'm not excited about that. But we'll see. We got about a month till that happens, I think. I don't know what day that is that's going to happen. Voter ID, voter, whatever. Election, voting, whenever, election day, whatever you can vote. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, also, I want to talk about this because I just remembered it. Don't know why. I think I was thinking about looking at some articles about, like, movies or something. But, hey, have you heard about this? Spider-Man coming back? All of the Spider-Mans coming back? Andrew Garfield? I almost said Andrew Long. Who's that? Andrew Garfield? Tobey Maguire? Tom Holland? All in a movie together? Wouldn't that be sick? I've heard it's true. I've heard it's happening. I mean, not anytime soon, obviously, but, and it's not confirmed 100%, but I know people on the internet saying it's true, like some reliable sources. So I'm excited to see that. I just kind of wish that I didn't follow these people as closely on Twitter or whatever, so that I could kind of be excited when that trailer comes out. Like, so many people will be excited, they'll be just shocked to see, and maybe you won't see them in the trailer, but I mean you have to show them, because that's really going to get people to go. I just wonder what they're going to do. I know it's like a multiverse thing, but, and what had happened that really I thought, how are they going to do this? How are they going to have these characters come together? And I remembered that Doctor Strange is going to be in this movie. And I thought, oh, well, that's how. Doctor Strange, yeah, he's going to boop, boop, do, I don't know what that is, boop, boop. He's going to do some magic stuff, and they're going to go to a multi-dimensional realm, and they're going to bring out Spider-Mans from different realms, different dimensions. And that's going to be cool. Going to have bring back multiple Mary Janes. Kirsten Dunst coming back. Who plays Emma? No. Emma, what's her name? There's Emma Watson. Then there's Emma Stone. Emma Stone coming back? It'd be good to see Andrew Garfield again. What's he doing? He's in The Social Network. Great in that. He was in that Hacksaw Ridge movie. Didn't see it, but heard good things. Trailer looks good. Don't know what else he's been in recently. Let's see. I guess I could search it. I mean, I have the whole power of the internet right here. Andrew Garfield. I Okey-dokey schmokey, let's look. He's in... Oh, yeah. I heard about Under the Silver Lake. I heard about that. Didn't see it. So... Yeah, it looks like the... That's kind of the last movie I've heard of that he's in. He's gonna be in a couple movies coming up. But Hacksaw Ridge and then Under the Silver Lake, ones that I've really seen from him. What else was I just thinking of? I was thinking of somebody else that was something else that was important that I could say. Dang it, don't remember. Maybe if I go backspace. Nope, don't remember. Don't remember. What else is there to talk about? Let's see, how long has this been going on? Dang, been going on for a little bit. Didn't realize how long I've been on here. So, performance mode did help, because I think this thing has been... Oh, maybe not. I can see down here at the bottom that it's... Stream is still disconnected. Let's look at Twitch, make sure I'm still live. I hate that that happened, man. It's going to cut my... Right in the middle of my pitch and everything. It's going to have two... Going to have two episodes of where... people are going to have to click onto it and... Click onto the next one. It's... Maybe I can add them together. I don't think you can do that. Last stream, 41 minutes. So most of the time I don't stream this podcast, but I thought it was something fun to do for the 10th episode. I've done 10 of these. Usually I have guests. I was trying to get some guests. I'm going to really try hard to find a small film critic on YouTube and get them on to have a conversation, because I wanted to be like a movie reviewer for a while on YouTube. And then I realized I don't watch enough movies. I love movies, but I just don't watch enough of them. I have time and I could watch movies, but I'm just more of a TV, watch occasional movies type person. But I've seen a lot of people on YouTube that are movie reviewers, and man, they watch so many movies. They watch like every movie that comes out. And it's hard for me to do that. Because I have a girlfriend, and I like to watch movies with her. And she don't want to watch all these movies that I want to watch. It'd be difficult to watch all those movies. Oop, bumped this with my... I still haven't watched this Bill Burr thing about the Saturday Night Live monologue that he did. I should watch that. Be cool to see. So I'm using two microphones for this because there's a crazy setup you gotta do. I have a crazy setup, you guys. So the microphone that I'm using for the Twitch stream is over here, which is my Blue Yeti, and it's kind of away from me. So I'm interested to see how this sounds. And then this microphone that I'm having that you can see is the one that I'm recording the podcast with, the podcast audio, that is. So I can use this audio because it'd be a little cleaner, a little clearer than this other one will be, because I can't have that one right up on my face. It just works better for distance, and then this one works better up close. So I have it closer, and it'll sound better. And I can't use this microphone, the Yeti that's over here, to record both. Or I can't use this one that I would love to use this one for both. but it just doesn't work that way. There's the channels and stuff like that. It has to like use. I mean, you can understand why you can't use this one for a stream and then this one for a different program. Doesn't really work that way. You could use it for, like, if I wanted to just record this audio that was going to the Yeti, of course I could use that for both, but I'd rather use, this one's a little cleaner, a little crisper, I think. So, yeah, let's look at Twitter. Okay, so my thing did launch. That's cool. Or my tweet went out. Kind of cool podcast live show. Follow me on Twitter if you don't. If you're seeing this or listening to this at Jamin Riley. People talking about football. People saying Andy Dalton will win the NFC East. This is the best supporting cast he has ever had. 2015 Cincinnati had prime AJ Green, prime Eifert, I think is his name. That was the tight end. Marvin Jones. Don't remember Marvin Jones. Geo and Hill. Oh, and a healthy O-line highlighted by an all-pro season from Andrew Whitworth. Yeah. Be interesting to see what happens with old Dalton and the Cowboys. If the team was at full strength, that'd be something interesting, but don't have all of them. Leighton Vander Esch is going to play this week. That's going to be cool. Hopefully he can stay out there. I hope that his collarbone's completely healed up and everything. Man, the YouTube life is cool. Don't you wish you could just be a YouTuber, record stuff, and like, you know what's cool to me, or what's crazy, is that I know they had to put in lots of work to get where they are, and everything, so they have the benefit of being their job, so they can create stuff. I wish that I had the time, like if I had all week and I just could do YouTube stuff, oh man, there's so much cool stuff I think I could do as far as like making videos and just recording and then so much putting into the editing of it all and like having 8 hours a day just to edit and like tweak stuff and create stuff and film different stuff. I feel like I can make some really great videos. And that's kind of why... that is why I do mostly like reaction videos, and the vlogs aren't too difficult to edit and make. The podcast isn't too hard to edit and make. That's why I do these type of videos, because they're I don't want to say they're easy, because it takes time. I mean, I have to record everything, set it up, edit it, you know, upload it, export it. Like render it, that's what I meant, render the videos, then upload them, make a little thumbnail. So it takes time, but not as much as having like a video where it's a lot of cuts, or making like a video essay about a movie that I really like, which I would love to do. I'd love to make some video essays, but just a lot of, time goes into that. If I had all day, I could do it pretty good, I feel like. I really wanted to make a video essay about Alita: Battle Angel. I think it's the greatest anime adaptation ever made. And I hope they make another one. I'm still getting used to recording and just being online, talking about stuff. Still getting used to that whole thing. I'm very much trying to learn how to talk for a podcast. I realized recently I say too much, and I think I say and too much probably. So I'm very much trying not to say or and. Stuff like that. Now I got it in my brain and I'm thinking about it too much. Very hard not to say. Anyways. Let me look at this now. Alright. We're getting close. So we're at 55 minutes. I talk about the rest of my stuff for a little bit. I guess do the rest of the plugs. If you're out there watching on Twitch, thank you guys so much. Let me make sure that it's still... I didn't say. Let's see if it's still up and going good. Yep, still up and going good. Whoever's out there, if that one viewer, if you are really watching this, thank you so much. You're awesome. Don't know who you are, but you're cool. You're a cool person. So you can check me out on YouTube. It's where most of the content I have goes. I'm going to work on some of that today, trying to get a description made that has all of my links and stuff in there so that it's easier for people to find me on Twitter and on Twitch. And I want to do more stream stuff, but I just don't know what to do. I guess I could do another... Instead of doing this, instead of doing the podcast, like, live like this, maybe I'll do the kind of cool live show and do that once a week, and it's exclusively to Twitch. That would be cool. So I do stream something, and it's kind of a live show just like this where... I'm just out here talking. And not have to worry about using the audio for... excuse me. The audio for a podcast. That makes more sense. I don't know what day I would do it. But I'll figure it out. That'd be cool. Another thing I'm going to try to do more... I'm going to try to put Instagram on my list of stuff because I would like to post more stuff to Instagram. It seems like that's a big thing. People follow Twitter and Instagram more than like fan Facebook pages are not hip or cool, if you ask me. I'm trying to get to 1,000 subs on YouTube because, man, that would be so cool. It's like my favorite. That would be the best thing to ever happen to me. Not really the best thing to ever happen to me. But it would be awesome to have 1,000 subs on YouTube. It's kind of a dream, a small dream of mine to have 1,000 subs. So I'm going to be really hyping that up in the future, trying to get people to really subscribe. And that would just would mean the most to me. It would mean a lot. So this is it. If you like the podcast, subscribe, listen to it on Spotify or wherever you can. There's also a link for you to support if you want. I'm not going to promote that really until I feel more comfortable with the people that watch and if we have enough viewers and all that, because it'll just be like family or people that I know that will probably... look at it, and I don't want to put that on them, even though they probably are my biggest fans. I want it to be of people around the world that want to support and build a community of fun and talking and understanding, and that's kind of what I want for this channel and for the podcast. If you love One Piece, we have next week next Monday you'll have Kinda Cool Podcast and you'll have a Joining the Crew podcast. We are so far in One Piece. It's crazy how much we've watched of it. I'm so happy for that we've watched so much of it. I want to play games on here. I want to stream Ghost of Tsushima. And there's a Legends mode now, but I haven't beat Ghost of Tsushima, and I feel so ashamed, but because it is like my favorite game. It's so good. I know I'm all over the place with this, but that's going to do it. Thank you so much. If you're out there watching, I appreciate you like no other. Subscribe on YouTube. Find me on YouTube, and you'll find everything that you need there. So that's it, guys. Y'all take care.